Hi everybody, it's Lloyd here again, and the next 5 weeks' recordings are taken from an interview that I had with Bob Thibodeau. He interviewed me about how I first got started writing poems. So I hope you enjoy this interview.
Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman. How is your poetry different from, you know, the average poetry someone might be reading or is available of?
One of the things that I find is that, and it's interesting how you can't actually define it yourself. You have to have it defined to you by a reader. But one of the guys that was teaching me a bit of computer stuff, he's actually a panel beater, and he said, I can't wait for you to write a book. And I said, why is that? And he said, there's something about your stuff. He said, I take your poetry to work. And he said, and I read it at our tea breaks. And he said, there's always one or two lines in it that just stick in me like a rhema does out of the Bible. He says, and I can't sort of step around it. It just goes into me. And he said, it just keeps on being recalled, and I meditate on it. So he said, I can read one of your poems at morning break. And he said, I can think about that for the next 24 hours, no problem.
Amen. Amen.
So that's how it sort of
That's what you
evolved.
Mean by, you know, you don't read the poems, you let them read you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Amen, amen.
I've got a really interesting story. We were in the small town that I was pastoring, there was another pastor in the town, and we were both working with this young guy that had his life all in tatters. So we found a place for him to go to, and he could, like a halfway house, and he could go there for 6 months. So we made a decision to take him over on this particular day, and I was getting ready to go. Anyway, God said to me, are you going to write a poem? And I sort of looked around and said, why? And he said, for the lady. And I said, oh, okay. And I sat down at my desk, and God dictated the poem. Like, it came down a chute at me, and I actually had to to say, slow down, I can't write this down. And So anyway, I wrote it all out, and it was when I was writing in stanzas at the time and rhyme. Anyway, I gave it to my wife, and she looked at it, and she's really, really good at English. And she said to me, well, this is one of the best poems probably you've ever written, because there's no mistakes. It must have been God. Yeah. So anyway, off we went, dropped the boy off, and the lady that we were meant to meet wasn't there to meet us, because she was called away on an emergency. So I gave the card, sealed card, to her son to give it to her. Well, she rang up a couple of days later and thanked me very much for the card. And then about 6 weeks later, she wrote me an email, and she said, you don't realize what happened, and I have to tell you the story. She said, while I was reading your poem the first time, she said, I started weeping. And my husband saw me weeping, and he came over and he said, what's the matter? And she said, oh, this poem I've been given. And she said, it's really affected me, you know. And he said, oh, wow. He says, well, can I read it? And she said, yes. Now, this guy at the time was backslidden, was pointing fingers at God, having to get a whole lot of his life justified and everything. And she was a full-on, real, you know, full-on Christian lady. And anyway, so he read the poem, and he said, wow, that's amazing. Well, in the next month, he rededicated his life to Jesus.
Wow.
and really, really got properly saved.
Amen.
And then a month later, he died.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Totally restored to the Lord.
Wow. Well, that, praise God. Amen.
Yeah. So, and it was just one of those poignant moments.
So poetry is like a way to break through the mental blocks and actually talk to the spirit man, the soul of the person. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Is poetry a way of expressing gratitude? You know, you hear about people keeping gratitude journals. Is writing poetry a way for someone to do that on a deeper spiritual level?
It is. At the end of the day, what poetry actually is, if you wanted to sort of define it, is that it's either a heart cry or a heart transaction that happens on paper, because it's an expression, all right? So, for example, if you had to write a poem to your wife, you know, what would you be wanting to really sort of give to her, not just words on a paper? You'd be wanting to impart something to her that would really mean something to her, specifically just for her personally, not as a generic. You know, you can copy and paste all sorts of stuff, but not this, because it's got to be sincere, it's got to be from your heart to their heart, and it's got to have that ping ability that really gets into the heart and stays there. It's almost like it cements in there, and they can't walk away from it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. That's good. Amen. That's good. You make a distinction between purpose in life and the meaning in life. Can you explain that a little bit more for our listeners?
The purpose of life and the meaning of life usually conflict, because we know what, or we try to define the meaning of life, but we don't know how to fit into that meaning as our purpose, because our purpose is the unfolding of the person that we really are, and our giftings and abilities and the sphere of influence that God has given to us. I mean, as I'm speaking, God showed me something, which is awesome. He shows me a puzzle, okay? Now, if you look at a puzzle, it doesn't matter which part you look at, it's specifically cut to fit into a specific space, okay? And the amazing thing is that unless it's an outside piece or a corner piece, that piece fits into other pieces. Okay, so it's got surrounding pieces around it. Now, in the spirit, that is your sphere of influence. Okay?
Amen.
And when you look at the purpose of your life in that sphere of influence, that's what the puzzle is. And you're part of other people and they are part of you. So there's a joint sharing that goes on between you. And I've got this principle that if you open up the palm of your hand and you count the number of fingers on it, provided you haven't had any accidents, you've got five, okay? That's all the significant relationships you have on a heart-to-heart basis. The rest are just acquaintances.
Amen.
And if you look at a piece of a puzzle, it's usually got three or four or five nodules on it, and that's the pictorial picture of your sphere of influence. And I'm not talking about just casually talking about something. I'm talking about real heart to heart, because when you have a relationship with someone, it doesn't matter if you haven't seen them for 10 years. If they're one of those five fingers, you just carry on from where you left off the last time, 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Just happens naturally, doesn't it?
Amen. That's good.
You don't have to sweat it. You don't have to worry about what you're going to say or anything. It just flows. It's just like a river.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's good. Do you teach people how to write poetry?
I do, but it's usually, I've done quite a bit of it more like one-on-one with people rather than classes. Mm-hmm. And I usually have done it when I'm on the tools working with different people, and like that guy in the mines, I did that where I taught another guy. He was an electrician, and I was on a building site in Auckland at the time, and it was Valentine's Day the next day, and he said, "Oh, so you're going to write me a poem for my wife?" I said, "No, you are." He says, "Oh," he said, "I can't even spell my name." I said, "Join the club." But I said, "You're going to write it to your wife because you know her. I don't. I can give you some guidelines." So I did. And he came back to me the next day and he just grabbed hold of my hand. I thought he was going to break every bone in my hand because he shook it so hard. Wow. Because he learned how to touch his wife's heart. Mm. That's all.
Amen.
And this is what we've got to do. When we touch hearts with each other, the relationship goes to a totally different level. And the meaning of life, I believe, is to stay open and teachable and to be able to hear each other's heart. That's the whole thing. When we can hear each other's heart, look out, world.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Lloyd, do you have any published books on poetry, or are you planning on publishing any?
It's interesting you ask that question, because I'm about to look at publishing something, but I've got a website that I'm just formulating at the moment, where it's, you get a daily poem every day into your, you go and log into the login of the membership site, and there's going to be a new poem there every day. And what it is, it's going to have a poem, then it's going to have a reflection, and then it's going to have questions. And one of the ones that I'm going to do, it's called Today's Bread, Here's Your Slice. And it's basically a Christian one. Mm-hmm. And in the past, the content in this stuff has actually been used for study groups. Mm. And they grab the poem, they read it, they have the discussion over the whole thing of the reflection and the questions, and there's scriptures there usually too, and sometimes I throw a quote in there, but the whole thing is to get engagement, because I believe when you engage with this stuff, it has far more deeper meaning. And I was studying the word way back in the day, and I was absolutely God-smacked when I was looking up a word, because what I used to do was I used to go and grab my scripture, and then I'd go and get the Hebrew or the Greek meaning of all the different words that were quickened to me and expound on them. And when I read, I think it's Ephesians 14 or 10:4 or something, where it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." The word workmanship literally means, in the Greek, poema. Mm. We are God's poem.
Amen. That's a wow.
And Amen. When you think of it, it's the weaving of the words. It's the ability to grab those words and really set them in your heart and speak to the heart, that this is where the power is in this whole thing. Amen. And when you read Brian Simmons' Passion Translation, he's big on this. He brings out the number of places in the scriptures where the word poema is actually referred to and is the root word. God is an amazing poet.
Yeah, amen, amen.
And every now and again, we go down to the park. We've got a wonderful botanical gardens here in Christchurch City. And I have a day off, and I take my lunch and some coffee and couple of flasks of coffee, and I go and I sit in the park, and he and I write together. And I write one line, he writes another. I write one line, he writes another. We have a ball.
Amen.
Fun.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.